A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. The Great Barrier Reef, BBM, 98.7 FM, and the radio station, First Nation Radio Station, operates daily, of course, and I'd like to acknowledge all our traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from. And we go via NERS, National Digital Radio Service, go across the country. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with Jan now with Dr. Mandy Thran, Senior Research Associate at the Water Research Laboratory and New South Wales, School of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Reef degradation leaves Australia coast vulnerable to tsunami damage. We're going to talk about that on the line. Dr. Mandy, very good morning. How are you?
Excellent, Trevor. How are you? It's a pleasure to be joining you from Gurungai country, the land of the Garigal people here in northern Sydney.
Yeah, beautiful, and big shout out to our First Nation mob down that way. Thank you for coming to the program. Now, Dr. Mandy, a doctor in what area, sorry?
In marine geology.
Marine geology. Now, we're talking about tsunami damage. Reef degradation leaves Australia coast vulnerable to tsunami damage. So here we are living on the Big Island. Are we protected in regard to tsunamis, Doctor?
Yes. So there are lots of factors that actually lead us to be protected from tsunami damage. One of the factors is the Great Barrier Reef, of course.
Yes.
It is very structurally complex, and it helps take energy away from tsunami waves as they pass over the Great Barrier Reef. There are other factors as well that cause us to be quite lucky here on the Big Island in Australia.
Mm.
A lot of the source regions that create some of these dangerous tsunamis, they are quite far away, and this gives time for the tsunami to shrink in size. And so we aren't as vulnerable to the severe tsunami damage that we would see in other locations, like in Thailand or Indonesia, for example.
Sure.
But certainly one of the factors that protects us is the Great Barrier Reef.
Well, there you go. So and the beautiful, magnificent Great Barrier Reef is a fantastic, makes this place a fantastic tourism destination, and our tourism thrives on the Great Barrier Reef as well as the rainforest. So it's great to see that this beautiful, alive, living thing, largest living thing on planet Earth, is there as a wall to protect us from tsunami, you could say, yes?
Absolutely. It is a huge obstacle, and the coral cover itself acts like a bit of a rough carpet that will take wave energy away as waves pass over.
Okay, so when you're talking...
It is a tremendous barrier.
A tremendous barrier. So it's great to hear that. So when you're talking the Great Barrier Reef, which is on the right side, the east coast of Australia, what about the west coast or even Northern Territory, Torres Straits? What about those areas?
Yes. I am actually more familiar with the extent of the Great Barrier Reef, but okay. Really, anywhere where you see reefs in the world, you might get a bit of protection from tsunamis. The story is actually not that simple in a lot of cases. If you're living on Pacific Island nations, right in the middle of the Pacific, if the reef isn't really that big, then it's not likely to protect you and not likely to completely shield you. That's actually the case here in Australia as well. But really, the Great Barrier Reef is the most extensive system that we have in Australia, and I would say, based on my research, really offers the greatest protection, at least natural protection, from these hazards.
Yes. And when we're talking about Mother Earth and Mother Nature, sometimes unpredictable to what Mother Nature does. So we need to do what we can in regards to, well, we are vulnerable in a way, aren't we, as human beings, in regard to Mother Nature?
Absolutely. Yes, to many hazards, especially in Queensland. Queensland faces cyclones and can experience dangerous surges during those cyclones. So, yes, Queensland in particular has a lot to contend with in the way of marine hazards.
So it is a team effort we need to do. It was great to have the studies and do what we can do, what we're in control of, for preparations for so-called devastation comes our way with Mother Nature, yep.
Exactly. And I do want to emphasize that the Great Barrier Reef, even if it was restored to its full ecosystem health, it isn't going to completely shield the Australian coastline from tsunamis. And so it's important for the people living in these coastal communities to be able to know their evacuation routes and to pay attention to the warnings that are issued by the Bureau of Meteorology in order to be able to respond when a tsunami approaches the coastline.
Fantastic. Preparation is the word I'm looking for in regard to the best we can do as human beings. Dr. Mandy, thank you so very much for sharing with us. And it's great we are
thank
protected thanks to Great Barrier Reef, a beautiful reef out there, and the environment of Little Nemo doing their job out there protecting human beings.
Trevor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Dr. Mandy, do you take care. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Dr. Mandy Thran, her name is, a Senior Research Associate at the Water Research Laboratory and University of New South Wales School of Civil and Environmental Engineering. And talking about the Australian coast, vulnerable to tsunami damage, thanks to the Great Barrier Reef, it becomes a wall in protecting the east coast of Australia. But we still cannot be complacent in regard to that situation. Mother Nature, when she speaks, and we need to be ready for her words, so to speak. Have you say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, that daily number 1-800-422-416.
Where we man, we fight for freedom. Strong, we fight for peace. We struggle every day to prove our worth. We're women and we're proud to say what we are in ourselves. We've been hiding in the background far too long.
With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. When she's with me,
yeah.
With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. She believes in me.
They say united we stand.
Together we stand.
Divided we fall. They don't understand what we are fighting for at all. We have the strength to overcome whatever
we're
comes our way.
Peace.
Stand up and be guided. Say what you have to say. Your sister's beside.
With my sister beside me, I am strong, I am free. She believes in me.
We build our own changes, of that you can be sure. The time has come for you to come out from behind that door. Open your mind.
With my sister beside me,
I am strong.
I am strong, I am free. With my sister
free.
Beside me, I am strong.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
To pay tribute to all the women across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today. The women before us, they have paved the way. Because of her we can. She left her footprint.
Without her guiding hands,
with thanks we say, days were harder, but you stood up for our rights. The next generation, they are strong because of you. Now we raise our voices and sing this song to you. Because of her,
this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. Yes, that Deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call, have a yarn. The Murray's the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly Program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the News, National News Radio Service. So hope you're travelling well, your mob, and you can add to the conversation here. You can text otherwise, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well. All yarns are strong here. We go across the nation, open for anybody to have their yarn here with us on National Talk Black, and open for a conversation to whatever topic you want to yarn about. Voice for our people, big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country of ours, the Deadly Black Network, and look, an opportunity for our mob to have our say, share our music, share our stories, share our yarns, and share who all our tribal mob are on the beautiful Big Island. So have your say, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. And speaking of Deadly Murray Mob, Yothi Yindi with Jamana. Do enjoy.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
He's the keeper of the land. True son of Mother Earth. For 40,000 years, he's been caring for this land since the day of his birth. And he listens to the wind. The voice of Mother Nature. She delivers her plan to this man of the land for each and every season. Black boy, black girl, they must always be free. Black girl, black boy, they must always be free to be part of the land.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right. Now, the future is all the technology that are available at our fingertips. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Nara Wilson and talk about South Australian First Nations Storytellers podcast workshop that's happening in South Australia, and a space very important for our mob, a tool that we're using. On the line, we have Nara. Nara, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a proud Gugusar Wirangu and Larrakia woman based and raised here in Adelaide, South Australia on Kaurna land.
All right, fantastic. And your position there, please, with that deadly organisation.
Sure. So I'm the First Nations Industry Development Executive at the South Australian Film Corporation. So I run all the First Nations programming that provides production outcomes and training opportunities for our mob here, both regional, remote and metropolitan in South Australia.
Fantastic. And we've got a new workshop coming up using podcasts. So tell us about that for the South Australian First Nations Storytellers, please.
Absolutely. We're really, really excited to do this. This is the second time we're having a podcast workshop opened up for our First Nations practitioners here in the state. This is a new platform that is so accessible, and it's just a really cheap, accessible way for our mob to be able to tell our stories and promote our culture to a really vast, you know, huge audience that's now sits online. So, yeah, we're going, the program just opened up a couple of weeks ago, and we've got applications open until the 7th of May. There will be 10 spots available, and you can apply either as an individual or as a team member.
Yep.
You have to come in and with a podcast idea that you want to tell and, you know, investigate that story a bit more. It has to be unscripted. And, yeah, it's been Indigenous-led by a man named Raymond Zada. He will be leading the program and then being facilitated by Christine Brown. You might have heard of her. She is the she's the program coordinator at Radio Adelaide Nungawanga, which here in Adelaide, she's been running that for years.
Lovely, yes. Big shout out, Christine. Fantastic. Look, some very good deadly people at the table. But look, an opportunity for our mob to tell their stories. And when we're talking storytelling, it doesn't matter what story we're telling because it belongs to the people and the individual, if not the team, the tribal group. But the story's been told and it educates the people of the world, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely. We make sure that all of our programming as well, all the intellectual property remains with that person, with that practitioner. So it's not like we're going to go steal your story and run away with it and do whatever we want. That stays entirely with you, and that's something that we advocate very, very strongly for. Yeah.
Fantastic. And like I said, using the tools available here, we're using podcasts, a fantastic tool. And we're talking about a tool that's stays strong for forever and a day regarding storytelling and the stories that have been told.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's such a powerful platform. As you would know, you know, being working at the radio station there, it's the audiences that we can reach are just huge. It's immense.
Exactly.
So, the types of the program that we're going to be looking at providing at the workshop, it's teaching basic audio recording, which is on a smartphone.
Okay.
So we want to be able to implement these skills, leave the community, and then that mob still has the accessibility to keep telling stories on podcasts. Editing skills using Audacity, which is a free program that anyone that has a laptop or computer can learn these skills. Interview skills. Narrative storytelling skills, and of course, podcast distribution pathways. So, at the end of the workshop, we will have 10 by 15 minute podcast series, and we're all putting it around this year's NAIDOC theme, which is Heal Country.
Heal Country, yes.
Yep. So, anybody can come to the table and tell their story about what that means to them, or totally open to your interpretation about how you want to. Tell that story.
Fantastic. And you don't have to belong to like an organisation as such. It's open for, like I said, any individual, First Nation, and or a team, group, tribal mob, whatever.
Anyone, absolutely anyone. So unfortunately, if you're a student, we we cannot, but 18 and above, plus, you're absolutely welcome. Yeah, First Nations and Aboriginal people in this country, please apply for this great program. We want to be running it every year and keep moving it around every regional town in South Australia to implement these new skills, because there is a huge missed opportunity about our South Australian First Nations stories being told. So we want to help and push a lot of funding and resources behind this program to get that going.
And we're talking about acknowledgement of the individual or the group member that tells the story, yes?
Yeah, I mean...
Recognition, acknowledgement?
Yes, absolutely. It's open to interpretation in terms of how you want to tell that heel country story, and it's being led by a proud Aboriginal man, Raymond Zada. So
yes,
he'll be providing those skills, yeah.
Lovely, fantastic. So, look, thank you so very much, and look, all the best. How do people be a part of it? How do they fill out applications as such?
Absolutely. So, yeah, to be eligible, again, just must identify as being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. You must own or have access to a smartphone. Must be based in a regional or remote South Australian town, and be available for all workshop dates. But if you want to know more about it, how to apply, please contact me. My number is 08-8394-2020, or my email is nara.wilson@safilm.com.au. We'll be accepting applications until Friday the 7th of May, so you've still got a couple more weeks.
Yep.
To apply, and yeah, we'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
So the message is, we want to hear your story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic, Nara. All the best to my sister. You take care, and good luck with everything, okay, sis?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Nara Wilson, her name is, First Nation Industry Development with the South Australian Film Film Company. So, look, fantastic. An opportunity for Mob to tell their story in South Australia. Podcast workshop for South Australia First Nation storytellers. And like I said, you can flick Nara an email. That's Nara, N-A-R-A, Wilson@safilm.com.au. Otherwise, give her a call on 08-8394-2020. Have your say. Yana Strong here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yana with Wally on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black.
Tell me you're out with your friends. I'm waiting up. Don't really like that feeling. Nobody likes that feeling. Nah. I called your phone. You turned it off. So I called your friends. Don't want to be a burden. Don't wanna be that person that constantly calls. All night, lying in my bed, daydreaming, thinking about your body next to mine. All night, counting down every minute, trying to play it cool, but I won't lie. I really want your loving tonight. You're not here, it's killing my pride. Just come over, tell me you only want me by. I really need your loving tonight. Nobody else can make it alright. Just hold me and swear you'll never let me go. I want you to myself. Want you to myself. Just hold me and swear you'll never let me go. I want you to myself. Don't waste my time. I do not like throwing the dice. I'm guessing what you're saying. All of the games you're playing. When we're alone, you can let go. You whisper to me about the way you're feeling. You never felt this feeling for someone before. Just come over, tell me you only want me by your side. I really need your loving tonight.
you too much. I won't, you to myself, yeah. I won't, yeah. I want to give you loving tonight.
Daily track there, beautiful voice there, Jessica Mowboy with her daily track called Selfish here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I'm not selfish, Mob. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And that's the number for your daily program, National Talk Black. A voice for our people. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Any topic you want to talk about, come to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Your host, the bully one here, is Trevor Tim, 20 Trip, Murray from the Curry. And taking it right up through to 12 noon Queensland time, our program. We've got about 20 minutes left on the program. Here news coming from the NITV. Labor pledges $90 million on plans to reduce incarceration deaths in custody. The announcement comes 30 years after the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody handed down its final report in April 1991. So this is well before Black Lives Matter. We're talking about 447 black deaths in custody. And there's that in itself is a pandemic and needs to be fixed. Now, the federal opposition says the multi-million dollar investment over 4 years would tackle the social economic drivers of disadvantage and contribution to the high rates of Indigenous peoples behind bars. Labor pledges millions to reduce incarceration rates. Widgery woman and Indigenous Affairs Labor spokesperson Linda Burney said the current system is not working for First Nation people. We can't go forward as a nation when you have the level of incarceration of First Nation peoples and the levels of death in custody. One of the real issues that contributes to incarceration is intergenerational trauma. The amount of children removed, homelessness, the underlying issues that contribute towards people in jail. Ms. Burney said further investments at the local and state levels are needed to bring down the incarceration rate of Indigenous peoples. Labor said it will boost funding for communities around the country to establish justice reinvestment programs from 2023 and expand current services aimed at reducing crime, homelessness, family violence and rehabilitation programs. We know that justice reinvestment works. Rates of domestic violence has gone down. School attendance has increased, where they have major decreases in all prime categories. It tackles the underlying issues to keep people out of the justice system, Ms. Burney said. Labor also said it would create a real-time reporting national system to record any person that dies in police and or prison custody through the Attorney General Department. There's no one that takes responsibility or who has who's accountable for who had died in custody and why they had died and when they had died. There's no central system. The real reporting of any death in custody, Linda Burney told NITV News. Labor has pledged $13.4 million for coronial inquest and what it said would be more inclusive and responsive system for First Nations people. Under the plan unveiled on Thursday, Labor said it will also allocate specific funding, the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, to improve access to culturally appropriate legal assistance throughout the colonial inquiry process. And federal government announced a CNS boost. And the federal government, together with states and territories, and it's committed to reducing the rate of incarceration of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults by 15% in the next 10 years through the closing the gap targets. The Australian government announced it will invest $2.4 million over the next 3 years to establish custody notification services in South Australia from July and boosting funding in the Northern Territory and Victoria. Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken White, said in the statement that the federal government is committed to tackling the underlying causes leading to the over-incarceration rates. First Nation peoples continue to be one of the most incarcerated peoples on the earth, and numbers are nearly doubling since the Royal Commission Commission findings were tabled in Parliament 3 decades ago. It's estimated 474 First Nations men and women have died in prisons and watch houses and police custody since 1991, including the 5 people since March. So numbers are still high, and that needs to stop as soon as. So thank you, Labor. They're working towards that and closing the gap and keeping our mob alive. Have you say, Yanup Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with BC now. That's Barry Sedgwick on the line, my brother. Very good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Trevor Timms and you deadly people from National Talk Black crew. Look, it's been a long time between drinks, sir.
Yes.
How the heck are you, sir?
What's that, brother?
How the heck are you?
I'm fine, my brother. I'm well. Now, you still down there, Warrabinda? Where are you?
I'm in Warrabinda.
Too deadly.
I'm Central Queensland, Murray, now for 3 years, my 4th year.
Well, let the mob know who your mob, where your people, and where you residing.
Barry Civic, Kunganji, Yaraba, and Gimoy Dindi on my grandmother's side, mother and grandfather's side, beautiful Yaraba. Five 3 miles east of Cairns, and
yes.
40 kilometres by road. Lovely place, mate. Look, why I rang Trevor Timms and your crew is Warrabinda had a big day out for the kids. They have it every year, an annual for the kids. They had a colour run.
The colour run.
And they paint themselves up. They had all these tents, and other organisations were there.
Good.
Beautiful day,
yes.
Bit in the warm sunshine by the Red Cross, other agencies, CQU, Children's Services, and the whole community turned out for the kids. I showed up in my Sunday's best dress, and they stuck all this paint on me, and then there it is. I had to join them and the fun of the best.
Pardon the punt, my brother. Pardon the punt there, Cuss, but paint that picture. What is the colour run? Paint that picture.
The colour run was all colours of the rainbow that the kids were just painting themselves with. They ran down the road or they went to these tents and that, wet themselves on this water slide and got painted up with things.
Okay.
And they just had done a big coloured run and culminated in a park where the PCYC and, you know, photos. CQU, Red Cross and Children's Services, hello to people. Thank you, Leslie Clark. Thank you for the PCYC mob.
Yes.
And the organisation. The other thing, Trevor Timms, if I can just... my birthday, I turned, shall I say, 60 on the 19th of May, but the big party, big rock concert at Brothers in Cairns.
In Cairns.
Deadly MC. National Talk Black host Trevor Timms. He might come along.
Hey, my brother, look, that sounds deadly, brother. I'll check my diary and check that out. But I mean, what I'm talking about here is Barry Sedgwick's birthday. Whatever I got on, I should cancel it, eh, brother, and join you. Yes. You there, brother?
Trevor.
You're breaking up. You there? 19th of May, you were saying, brother? No, you have to call me, brother, and make that approach again. I've lost you, my brother. It's Barry Sedgwick there, and he's based down there at Warrabinda. Been there like 3-4 years, he reckons, now. A Gunganji man here from up at Yaraba. Big shout out, Yaraba mob. That's a deadly black fella there doing his bit down there at Warrabinda. And he's talking about his birthday that's coming up, 60. You don't even look 60, Barry Sedgwick. You're too deadly, my brother. Hold your age very well. And talking about me being MC, yeah, love to, my brother. But we'll talk, have to check the date again. And love to be jamming with you and having a good time and celebrating your 60th. You mob, have your say. Yanup Strong here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray call, us have a yarn on National Talk Black. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Watch your love for me. And if the stars up above got together, how bright would they be? I know we've had some hard times through no fault of yours. It's times like these we all need a friend. Can I if the world today stops spinning, would you fall my way? And if the sun and the sky stop shining, could I help you find your way? I know we've had fault of yours. Times like these, we all need a friend. Can I be yours?
Daily Track there, Can I Be Yours? Dale R. Huddleston here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with, we've got TG, Tony Gibbs. My brother, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor, Radio Brother,
and TG. How you going? All right, brother?
Yeah, I'm battling along, mate. I've got time here to cover what I've got to say today.
Yes.
I've been doing the protest for the Green Patch down there for about 6 months now. I think it's due to open on May the 1st.
Meaning they're going to open the gates?
Oh, well, they said that they were going to do that in December. I don't know, but that doesn't mean that they'll open the gates of the river, so the thing will go on.
True.
And, I'm preparing for that. Anyway, I was down there, and I was recalled last time. I had a really difficult day down there. I go down every day. It's a bit like that Tom Moore walking round and round. I go and put the flyers up and they take them down and I put them up and I just keep...
Tug of war.
Yeah, it's a little war, and I've been doing this for 6 months now, and I was down there last week and I was putting the flyers on the wall. This old fella come down and was using the amenities block there, and he come out and he saw it said racism on the flyer. So I had three protests in 5 minutes, mate. The fella come up and, oh, racism all uptown. They call me white, see him white, this and all that. And I said, I don't know, mate. I'm doing my own thing here, you know.
Sure.
And at the same time, this other character roared out from under the bridge where the bikes all assemble that are disturbing the peace down there. And he roared out to me, oh, yeah, SNC... Tommy, whatever, you know, the whole lot, mate. He roared it out.
Well, they said if you put your head above the crowds, you're going to get hit with tomatoes. So they're tackling you, my brother.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, this was one, but you haven't heard the end of the story yet.
Yep.
Anyway, then he roars. This other old fella's still there, and he come out and he said, "Oh, you're causing a lot of trouble down here." I said, no, the bikes are causing the trouble." And then he said, he shouted on his old fella. He said, "Oh, see him, this Pommy, whatever." He said, "He's married to my cousin."
There you go.
Actually, that's his auntie.
Okay.
And he was saying to me, but he's not from this tribe. He's Nugent, Coogabud, and way out. And I lost my darling there, I think, the day before Anzac Day coming up. It's 12 months. It's up on the 24th of this month. And he come out and then he went on about the motorbikes. And he said, "Oh, you have to get all that art, you have to give it to the family. You have to share it out all to the family."
Who said this, sorry, Tony?
This relation.
Okay, Rodia. He's talking about Donna's art.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then I told him, I said, I didn't have time to tell him. I said, you know, we've got a registered business at the Dingy Art Australia. It was registered as a workplace safety act way back in the 60s, specifically to identify the logo, Adingy, A-D, which is our initials, Anthony and Don, Adingy Art. And I told him, and I said, the family is going to get the art, but I said, before my missus passed away, she said, "You be careful of vultures. I'm dealing with a lifetime work, and that's our business, our possessions. And I always thought that I would pass away before her and she would have some security left."
Yeah.
As fate turned it out, it turned around the other way. And that's like somebody coming up to you and saying, "Oh, all your possessions work for the 30 years, you've got to give to me."
Mm.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, I'm shaming this fella because he's what we called a vulture. She told me, "Watch out for vultures," and they're there. When some cocky fella comes up and says that, that reflects what the whole family is saying and talking about, because he's moved down, he's not in his own ground, and that art is being left to family, but not to vultures, to people that helped Donna when she was in hospital, supported her on the land, and the whole lot, and I've got a lot of anger, and I married her, not the whole family. I worked for the whole family on the land because we put our bodies on the land for years and years. They didn't want to know when she was sick. They turned their back. Well, I've turned my back on them now. Not everybody.
Yep.
And that's been really
but you're her partner, and the pain's left to you for you to distribute when you feel fit to do so.
Yeah, I'll do what I want with it.
Exactly.
And it will be in a will, which I'm working on, you know.
Yeah.
But for somebody to come out and demand that, and he's not even on his own country, he's interfering, he's with the other... I'm sorry to say...
Well, opinions are like armpits. We all got them, they usually stink. Take it as a stinking armpit. And you make
the
decision.
You know, like, I don't like running anybody in the mob down, but he's not really one of it. Oh, this fella calls her brother...
doing what you're doing and ignore the naysayers, my brother.
I'm doing what I'm doing, and her artwork, she's left some beautiful artwork.
Yes.
That I'm adding on to the writing, and it's going to be part of the protest for this.
I've got to go to news, Tony, but thank you for sharing, brother. Keep in touch.
Thanks, it's been a hard call. Good morning, everybody. Yeah.
Tony Gibbs there, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to that time, your Mob Murray got us on up here. Thank you very much for your company. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Deadly Yarn, if you love sharing with you, this daily program is a voice for our people, so do utilise it. Call us tomorrow on that daily number. Don't forget, you can text us 24-7-0-4-5-7-1-4-0-5-5-0. And please also, Keyboard Warriors, our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Great news here in Queensland. Masks are now free. We're free of masks, but still operate under those rules regarding keeping the pandemic, the virus, at bay. Too deadly, Mob.